Democratic lawmakers in Maine unveiled a suite of health care proposals in Augusta today that aim to protect patients from expensive medical bills. They're calling it the Patients First Health Care Package. Patty White has details.
Last year, Colleen Callahan of Brunswick says she was at a crossroads. She was weighing whether she should seek medical care that was beyond her personal budget. She did, and made an appointment with a specialist she hadn't seen in a few years. Afterwards, Callahan says she got an unfortunate surprise.
In addition to the fee I received for my treatment, I was charged a $427 new patient fee.
After many phone calls, Callahan says, she found out it was legal for her physician to charge her a new patient fee because it had been 3 or 4 years since her last appointment. It's the kind of surprise medical bill that some Democratic lawmakers say they want to prevent, and they announced their plan in the State House Tuesday.
Our Patients First health care package gives Mainers an advocate on their side when they go up against big insurance companies.
Senate President Troy Jackson is sponsoring a bill that would create a commission on affordable health care, which would be charged with recommending ways to rein in health care costs. It's modeled after similar efforts in other states, including Massachusetts, where annual growth in health care spending has been below the national average for nearly a decade. House Speaker Sarah Gideon is sponsoring a proposal that would shield patients from expensive out-of-network bills if they had no real opportunity to choose a cheaper option.
In an emergency, getting treatment as soon as possible is the number one priority, not verifying which providers are in-network.
Gideon has also introduced legislation that would cap the out-of-pocket cost for insulin, which has seen steep price increases in recent years, at $100 in the individual and small group markets. A fourth bill, sponsored by Senator Ned Claxton, is designed to protect patients from abusive billing practices and unnecessary fees. Legislative action is needed to help Mainers, says Ann Woolison of Consumers for Affordable Healthcare. Last year, she says, the group's consumer assistance program received calls from more than 7,000 Mainers who struggle with the high cost of healthcare. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.